Welcome back to the Ready List podcast. My name is Sue Merry. I'm an Alexander Technique teacher and a founder member of Educare Small School. This is episode 3, transitions. What we're going to deal with in this episode is actually using what you've learned in a practical situation. Once more, I'm out walking. Just a quick recap of what we've covered so far. So you've had an introduction to the principles of the Ready List. And also, I've just remembered I haven't turned the ringer off on my phone again. Oh, getting older is so tedious. It's amazing how you forget things. I'm just going to pause this recording for a second. Okay, here we are again. Two things to remember, Sue. Turn off the ringer and don't say just all the time. Right, let's see how we get on. So previously, recapping. Yeah, previously, I've introduced you to the principles of the Ready List. And then we went a little bit deeper in the last podcast and started to unpick what the principles mean and how to practice them. So I'll probably look in more depth at what's happening there, particularly probably in the future, the neuroscience behind some of the principles. But I want to keep it super practical for now and move on to what you do with this information, the practical use of the Ready List. How do you use it in your daily life, in other words? What you're hoping to do with it is to perform most activities in a way that is centered and calm, or at very least in a way that is more efficient than perhaps the way you're doing it now. Because, oh, I can hear some geese going over. What an amazing sound. Oh, actually, it's two swans. It's a beautiful sight. We've got a blue sky this morning. It's really gorgeous. Cold, but really lovely. So using the Ready List to help you to be more effective in whatever it is that you're doing. Because what the Ready List does is it starts to move you away from your threat response reaction. And just to I want to briefly focus on habit. I'll probably deconstruct habit a bit more when we look a bit more at the neuroscience behind all of this. But it's important, I think, to understand why the Ready List is helpful when it comes to being in activity, doing something that you're familiar with, or learning something new. The way we tend to function is by forming habits, and habits are basically neural pathways that are unconsciously created in the nervous system, in the brain, when we repeatedly do something or learn something new and then repeatedly do it. So it's kind of why I've perhaps mentioned before that it's important to practice the Ready List because the more you do it, the more effective it becomes. And the more likely you are to do it in activity. It's a learning process, like learning anything. And at first, your brain's in a sort of a low gear state, where each aspect of what you're learning is almost like an individual thing. So, for example, I mean, when I was learning to drive, I remember I could either put my foot on the brake or turn the steering wheel, but I couldn't really usually do both at once. And then after a while, I found that I was changing gear, braking, accelerating, steering, doing all those things, and thinking about what I was going to have for dinner and things like that. So it's that's when my brain went into a high gear integrated learning state. And again, I'll talk about this a bit more in another podcast because it's actually really super interesting And it's very relevant, especially if you have children or work with children. But, you know, we've got the same brains, so it's also very relevant for us as adults. So initially, when you're learning the ready list, you'll be in a low gear state. And it'll seem a bit awkward and probably take a while to go through each thing and which is next and all this stuff. But if you keep practicing it, it becomes integrated. And the whole thing sort of happens all at once, one after the other, all at once, as one of our wonderful teachers said. So practicing the ready list and then using it in activity, finding a transition point in your life where you can practice it, first of all, something easy. Now, let me explain what transitions are. Transitions are simply the change between one state and another state. And that can be the change between, say, sitting in a chair and standing up, or I'm walking in the woods here again, so it's putting one foot in front of the other, moving my right foot, then moving my left foot, I'm transitioning between my two legs. But if you have something that, say, for example, you're a sports person or a musician, you'll probably be very familiar with a situation where you find that a transition point arises. Say you're an equestrian and you are transitioning between a halt state on the horse and a walking state. And you might find that when it comes to that point, that the transition point, things aren't going as well as you would like them to. Maybe you'll find that what you're asking the horse to do isn't happening. Or things just are feeling uncomfortable. They're not flowing. You're not in the zone. And this can apply to so many different activities. It doesn't have to be something very specific like playing a musical instrument. But what we can do with the ready list is to make those transitions smoother, effective, and more pleasant. So to do this, let's just start off by practicing with something really, really simple. To begin with, I'm going to just ask you to do a very simple movement. And what I'd like you to do when you do this movement is to observe yourself in the movement as much as you can. Just notice what bit of you moves. Notice what that bit feels like. Are you aware of sensations anywhere else? What's happening in your head? What's your dialogue around this movement? Is there some mental chatter around it? And if so, what is it? So notice all those things. And it's a very simple movement. I'm just going to ask you to now put one finger on your nose. So when you're ready, you could pause this and try it. When you're ready, do that with the observations I've just suggested. Okay, now the thing to do is to do this again, but do it with the ready list. And to help you with that, let me talk you through what my process is as I'm doing it. So first of all, I'm actually walking. So I'm aware of where I am. I'm looking around, and also I'm aware of my feet touching the floor, touching the ground, and the uneven surface that I'm walking on at the moment. I'm aware of my legs moving. I'm noticing I have some tightness in my shoulders. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to think about touching my nose with my finger, and before I do that, I'm going to think to myself, stop. Now, this stops me from just touching my nose and my finger in the way I would normally do it, and gives me a little space, kind of signals to my nervous system, wee, something different's about to happen. So I think, stop. And then I think, see. And I'm just looking at what I can see around me. I'm outside and here's some people with their dogs. So I'm just going to look across and I can see a very lovely white dog. And I'm just allowing my eyes to relax into that. And I'm thinking, breathe. Breathing in and slowly out through my mouth. And already I can feel myself slowing down. And then I'm thinking soft and tall, letting my shoulders relax and melt downwards. I'm thinking of my head floating upwards, in my case, away from my feet as I'm walking, almost imagining as if my chest was opening up. And now I'm going to let my arm float up in my imagination. And it's as if it's creating a circle, it's a circle or a curve, perhaps, on its way to my nose. It's almost like I'm reaching around something in order to touch my nose. So I think of my shoulder releasing, my arm floating away from me, and my finger landing gently on my nose. And as I'm doing that, I'm just noticing each time, with each stage, what effect that's having on me as I think the different aspects of the ready list. Maybe I can notice something, maybe I can't. So I'd encourage you to try that a few times yourself, play around with it. And then the job is to think about, well, how about something useful, an actual transition point in my actual day? So have a think about where you might apply the ready list before you take an action. If you are stuck for that, I'd suggest you make a list, perhaps. I sometimes suggest people make a list of areas of their day where perhaps they are aware of a little bit of stress. So nothing huge, nothing massively traumatic or very, very difficult to manage, but something fairly simple. You know, it could be something like taking your phone out of your pocket. Or, I don't know, even picking up your toothbrush. Have a think about situations in your day where a little bit of stress comes in. And maybe just write a list and even score how stressful that is. Give it a score, maybe, I don't know, 1 to 10. And then choose something in the low, with a low score. And decide that you're going to try to remember to practice the ready list before you take that action. So let's imagine it's taking your phone out of your pocket or your bag, just to check it, say. Before you do that, you won't always remember, by the way, and don't give yourself a bad time because you've forgotten to do it. This is the whole thing about practicing until you start to lay down that new neural network, making a new habit in your downstairs brain, whereby you will automatically remember because it'll just be a habit. So just practice that. Think about, say, taking your phone out your pocket. So you think, okay, I'm going to take my phone out my pocket. Stop. See. Breathe. Soft and tall. Now, the more you practice doing the ready list, the more integrated it becomes, as I said. Also, the smoother and quicker it becomes. So generally what I find is that I'm doing see and breathe simultaneously, and that overlaps with soft and tall, because as I breathe out, it's easy for me, or easier for me, to release tension. So I can release my shoulders, and I can think of my head floating up and my chest opening out. So it all sort of starts to integrate. So try this now in your life. Find something, practice it, practice a transition point, and then we'll recap on this in another podcast. And probably next time, I think next episode, I'll look at constructive rest, which is something that most people like to do when they learn how to do it, basically, it's a lot to do with lying down and working on your body from a semi-supine position. Just a reminder as well that all of this stuff is on the ReadyList website. So there's reminders of everything I'm saying. Plus, you can watch a video. This is a bit, it's not a great video. It's me in Richmond Park some years ago. Probably should redo it, but I think it more or less gets over the points that are important. So watch the video maybe. There's a talk through with a lovely teacher called Andy Smith. And there's a lot of other stuff on that website, including how this work applies to different activities and to people at school and people in education. So take a look if you haven't already. That's thereadylist.com. And I look forward to seeing you again in the next podcast. My name's Sue Mary. This is the Ready List podcast. And thank you for listening.